So I am talking to Fergus Scheel, conductor, who gave a presentation today on as part of this Music and Public Art. Fergus, can you tell me just briefly what you were talking about this today?
Sure. Well, I was talking about my own experiences with public art projects from different sides, from having sat on the panel that selected different commissions, also then on the other side of the fence as a conductor who's developed and who's given, you know, performances of public artworks, and thirdly as a curator, somebody who's put together a big public art project which is taking place next year.
So that big public art project that's happening in Carlow, tell me a little bit about that project and how that came about.
Sure. Well, it's something I've been talking to Carlow local authorities for over 2 years about. The idea is to do an opera that would be performed by about 100 singers, none of whom have ever sung opera before. So it's a real big community involvement, and we've got people from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds. And then we've also developed a new education project in Carlow VEC, which is training new people in theatre and opera and music, and we also have one of the youth choirs in Carlow, and we have members of National Symphony Orchestra, the RTE National Symphony Orchestra, coming to perform. So it's a very big project. We've just started rehearsing in September, and we will perform it in May of next year in the new GB Shaw Theatre in Carlow.
And as a musician or a composer, to put together a public art project on this scale, presumably it needs quite a lot of work and quite a lot of backup. I mean, how does one go about sort of structuring or designing a project such as that, which admittedly is on the kind of the bigger scale of projects? Maybe tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, they're very good in Carlow, because for a start they asked me to come forward with some general proposals, which I did, and these were a wide range of things, and they paid me for my time and effort in doing that. And then when we came around to the idea of the opera proposal, and they considered advancing that, then they asked me to scope it out further, and again paid me a research fee to speak to people, to put together really a partnership of people who'd be interested. So that was great to have that time and support and resources to be able to really put together a coalition of people who would be involved in it. And then I went back to them a few months later with all the plans laid out, outline budgets, scenarios, dates, times, timeline, and after a lot of discussion, they press go on it, you know. So it is, you know, there were a number of stages in it, and I supported all the way along as we went in it.
One of the things that was mentioned today was that the notion of public art, of getting away from this idea of sculptures on roundabouts, and that's been a sort of a recurring theme, and obviously music is central to that. Do you detect in your work, in working these projects and working with different local authorities, that there is a kind of a change, and that there's more of there's more receptiveness towards music projects as opposed to other visual arts projects?
I do, because I think a project like this, you're getting people involved on a totally different level. If you put up a statue by the side of a road or in a plaza or somewhere, you know, people may look at it for 2 minutes, they may look at it again, but this way people are going to get involved, and they're going to learn, and they're going to develop new skills, and they're going to understand what opera is from the inside out. So there's going to be 150 people involved in performing it, there's going to be another probably 100 people involved backstage and all the support. There's a massive team of people there, and all of them are going to have that seminal experience. I mean, I was fortunate enough, at a young age I went to work at the Wexford Festival as an intern, like an unpaid volunteer, and immediately I got it, what opera is about, and how exciting and rich it is. But most people don't have that opportunity, so here's a chance for me now to give that to a much wider range of the public than would normally have it.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Fergus. Talk to you again.
Thank you.